I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, shop. Is there anyone in?
Hello.
Hello there. Yes, nice to see the bank open. At 4:30.
We aim to please, you know. Well, what can I do for you?
I've been banking with you for quite a long time, I've just been. I'm a bit late in the day, but I've just been speaking to.
Do you have an appointment?
Well, no.
Oh, who do you want to see?
Well, the bank manager.
Oh, well, that's me, isn't it? I'm the bank manager.
You don't normally sit at the front there as a teller, do you? Yeah. Swigging from a bottle of Diamond White?
No, not as a rule, no. But as you can see, there's no one in at the moment.
Well, it's 4:30.
So I'm sort of holding the call, and I'm like just having taking the liberty of just wetting the whistle before I shut the place up.
Right. Well, I've got a few papers here that I wanted to discuss.
What is it that you want?
Well, I wanted really to move some of my considerable savings your bank.
How much have you got in there?
I've got £37,000. It's my entire life savings.
Oh, well, that is wonderful to hear. And thank you so much for banking me for all these years. Now, have you thought, actually, you got 37 grand?
Yeah.
You can lay your hands on pretty quick.
Well, yes. Yeah. It's there.
Okay. Have you thought about investing that money anywhere?
Well, that's entirely why I've come in here today.
Oh, it shows some financial advice it is you want, is
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've got a few schemes that I think would be perfect. How old are you?
Well, I'm 82 now,
you've got all the hedge funds in that. I've got a couple of schemes that are absolutely perfect for you.
And what sort of return might I expect on them?
Well, I mean, depending on what day it is, it can be at least double your money.
Is that right?
Certainly more than that, depending how we get on.
Okie dokes. Yeah. Well, I'm a bit of a novice when it comes to investments.
Have you never done this before?
No, not really. I'm entirely in your hands.
You've come to the right place.
So
now, let me just open up my computer here and tap on the keys.
Okie doke.
Now, I'm just going to bring up a couple. Oh, let me have a sip of this. Cool, I'll fit the spot there.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bring up a couple of things on here that I think are suitable for you.
Okay.
You say you got 37 grand.
Yes, it's quite a considerable sum.
That's a lot of money, actually. Yeah, we can do some damage with that.
Okay.
Okay, so if I put £37,000 into this...
my name, Mr.
Saint Decent Michael.
Michael,
have you got your bank details?
Yes, here they are, sir.
Thank you. That's your account number for you. Okay. So I've set that up for you, and do you want to confirm that you'd like to go ahead with this investment?
Well, if it can double me money on one particular day.
Yeah, there's a good chance. But, of course, I will take anything up to 20 or 30%. But investments can go down as well as up, depending on how pissed I am.
Oh. Hmm. Well, Well, if you want to press go and you think that okay. I might, you know, return, is it?
It's just return there. That's it. Right. So I've sent that off into the ether.
Yeah.
And we'll see, you know, what comes back at about 5:23 now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so what am I expected to come back any second now? Well, any second the investment's now,
that
done?
It should be a very quick turnaround, this one.
Yeah. Oh, how much have I earned on my investment?
Okay.
What's on there, on the screen?
This investment house I'm using?
Yeah.
William Hill.
Oh, that don't sound like a merchant banker. And
No, it's one of the top ones.
A hedge fund?
Yeah, hedge funds. Ugh. And the bank, and it's got...
William Hill?
Yeah, it's got all the big stuff, like ices in it. But this particular investment that I've chosen, the 5 o'clock at Kempton, it should come in. It's a dead cert. No. Sadly, as I say, investments can go up and they can go down, and this one's gone down, and that's the end of your money, I'm afraid. Is there anything else you'd like?
Sorry, you've lost all me money.
No, I think you lost your money. I was just here in an advisory capacity. Now, you took my advice, and there's bugger all I can do about it. I tried to stop you from giving me your money, but you said, no, please take my money.
And see, and relax. Shake it out.
Get back in the room.
Well, you will be aware that Angelos Epithemiou was playing the bank manager
nefarious.
There.
Nefarious bank manager.
And he, of course, took my hard-earned savings.
That's right, I did
and
that.
Stuck them on the horse. You may also have picked up that he was, in fact, pissed
at my hair.
His head.
Yeah. And of course, I think one thing was definitely connected to the other. Because normally when I'm a bank manager, I don't usually get that pissed.
No.
And muck about with people's money in quite such a big way.
Yeah.
I will skim off the top anyone.
Look, of course, we've all been into the bank and had a drink with the bank manager, enjoyed some crisps and et cetera.
Mm.
But be warned, if you are going to invest any of your hard-earned savings, don't stick them on the horse.
No, make sure you know what website it is that you're going to stick the money into.
Exactly how much the bank manager has drunk.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, if you've got, say, I don't know, 50, 60 quid, you come in, you find the bank manager, trousers around his ankles, shit all the way up his pants, talking to, the chair, you could take a chance. It's only 50 or 60 quid.
There's not much to lose, and there's so much to gain.
Yeah, but, however, if you come in, the bank manager, this is a curious one, is slightly boss-eyed.
Yes, he's not. I mean, his tie is
loose,
and he's got stubble on.
And he's got the remains of a chicken tikka masala slightly on his chin.
Yeah, now, at first sight, you think, okay, maybe
it's worth 10 grand, no more.
Yeah, more than that.
But
now,
if you want to send off for our fact sheet, that's all there about drinking and investments. Or go to www.don'tinvestifyourbankmanagershithispantsandpissedoutofhishead.com.
Go to somewhere else.
Go to somewhere else. Because it's
.com.co.uk.
Now, because it's that time of year, I've had a very dry...
Have you?
How did you get here today? Oh, I got it on the tube.
Is it? I walked.
I go Euston. You walked?
Oh, yeah.
What, from Euston?
Yeah, I walked all the way from Euston. I do it all the time, you know.
Because of your health regime?
Well, I'm a health nut, and but I walked all the way from Euston, and I discovered that on my journey from Euston to here, I am clocked by over 250cc TV cameras. Oh,
it's Big Brother.
Oh, it's Big Brother. It's Big Brother.
And that's the worst thing. As you go past the camera, it goes, Dear Two.
That's right.
And Angelus is walking to the podcast.
Oh, you're looking around.
That's
going,
Big Brother. Who said that?
Dear
Four, and a lot of low-rent Z-list celebrities can't remember who David Bowie is.
Now, listen, but I played it to my advantage.
How come?
Well, I went to the ministry, or the government, whoever keeps it in, keeps these things, this footage on file, you know. I said, listen, listen, son, under the Freedom of Information Act, I would like you to give me all that footage of me walking, like, from Nice into the town. Right, I want it. I want all of it. And there's nothing you can do about that.
No.
And they said, all right, Mr. Perfume, you clearly know your rights.
Yes.
I said, I do know my rights. Yes, because I've been on Google's.
Yeah.
And they say, all right, give us a moment. And I go out the back, and I, you know, I spark up a roll here. And I said, you can't smoke in it. I said, I know. I was just seeing, right, if you're paying attention. And they was. So I thought, I'm in safe hands, you know. So they go out the back there, and they get all this stuff. And you just hear all this, all these tapes going around, and all that, all buzzes. And
rewind.
And rewind, rewind, and all that. And they come back, and they say, here you go, Mr. Perfume, you, it's like, is 200 hours of you walking through the streets of London.
Yeah.
And I said, thank you. And I got hold of it and I took it home. And I gave it to my mate Terry. And he cut it all together in what they call a showreel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, of me just walking through London.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I've got to use that, you know. So I sent it to the BBC and now I'm got a lead role in Silent Witness.
Wandering round the streets.
Yeah, sort of wandering around the streets and looking at stuff.
Oh, that's lovely.
So it's worked in my favour. So if there's anyone else that wants to do that, then just get in touch with the government.
You must know your statutory rights.
You know, you need to know your statutory rights.
Because they're spying on you all the time, aren't they?
I don't mind that, though.
What?
I don't mind being spied on.
What is that? Because you don't trust yourself, or what?
I think if I was pissed up and I do something I shouldn't do that,
you know, someone
will be able to say, Angelos, you're sailing too close to the wind, mate. Yeah. You're on thin ice. And I can go, yeah, no, I've seen the footage. Absolutely, you're right. Yeah. So I think it's good.
Yeah.
It keeps me in check, you know.
Yeah. Well, I always think that about why are there such terrible cameras on buses? People's faces, you can't quite see them. Here are the villains who got on and hit a bus driver. And they go, do you recognise these people?
No. First of all,
he's back to me. Secondly, when he turns around, if I put my fingers in front of my face like that,
if I get a bit of Vaseline and smudge it across the screen where his face is, I might be able to piece it together.
Yeah. Yeah, do you recognise any of these people?
I mean, they are human beings.
Yeah, is that a human being or someone with a mashed potato on their face, you know?
Yeah, I know, it's very tricky.
I mean, I had a similar thing. You know, you go up and down the tube and on the adverts, up and down the escalators.
Yeah.
Beautiful models.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful
and
models.
Knickers and that.
And someone's always defaced, stuck a bit of chewing gum on her face, written a cock and spunking balls on her cheek.
A sticker for CND.
Animal rights. Well, my son David, he said to me, I've got a lovely bird now. She's a model. I said, she's a model. He said, you might have seen her on the tube. She came around the warehouse, and that was her actual face.
What, a bit of chewing gum?
Yeah, she had chewing gum on her cheek.
So they do,
She'd had a tattoo. God knows why. I was smoking cockapoles on her. And she'd had animal rights sticker on her lip.
And you could see what he saw in her. I thought, she's unique.
Yeah, and quirky. I thought, well, you know, sometimes it don't translate to the camera.
No,
that was
exactly
what she looked like.
Yeah, she's getting some good work out of that as well.
She really is.
She's a unique model.
She's a unique model.
Oh, she's a unique model.
I mean, if anyone wants to advertise animal rights,
chewing gum on the face,
then she's the model.
She's the one for you.
Now, talking of
models.
This time of year.
Oh, this time of year.
And you walking and your health
regime. Oh, my health regime.
Have you seen, this is Watford Observer. There's a couple from Carpenter's Park. Oh, yes. And this is always awful. It? Look, yeah, look. Yeah. They've lost 4 stone each.
Hey, where?
Yeah, look. The before and after.
Okay, so which one is before and which one is after?
Well, that's my point.
Oh.
Very embarrassing, isn't it, when you can't tell.
Well, yeah, it's embarrassing for them. But I really didn't pay for that diet.
Well, no, but what has happened is I was imagining, because there's a problem with excess skin. Oh, yeah, you see that, don't you? People skin. Lose
they
so
go,
oh, much.
I lost all this weight. Look at me.
Yeah,
and then they take their clothes off.
And sure enough, they need a wheelbarrow to stick all the excess skin.
Yeah, I know. Well, that happened to my mate, Benny.
Benny?
Yeah, he lost all that weight.
That's it. Oh, no.
Yeah, you remember?
Yeah, I do remember. I loved this time last year.
That's right. He went on that soup diet.
Oh, the soup diet.
Yeah, because he went from like eating 6,000 calories a day to eating like 30 or 40, five calories. He lost some serious weight, you know.
But then he had
all that excess skin. He was like an elephant, like hanging off him and that.
What did he do?
Well, I said, I come up with a novel suggestion. I said, listen, Benny, what you want to do, mate, is you want to sling that, actually you want to cut that off, that excess fat, with a knife in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right. He went, all right. I said, then you want to get on eBay, and you want to sling that on eBay, and you want to sell that to them cannibals in Papua New Guinea who eat each other.
Absolute feast.
And he got rid of it, like, you know, very, very quickly.
Yeah.
All of the postage and packaging to Papua New Guinea. Oh,
it adds up.
Yeah.
Well, my Margaret, remember when she lost all that weight on her bottom?
I do remember that.
4 or 5 years ago, and she had such a big...
So that pogo chicken she was doing.
Did all that pogo in the thing. Yeah. She lost all that weight on her bottom. And you remember when, I'll tell you what it was, all the excess skin was hanging down. Do you remember Princess Diana with that long train when she went to Westminster Abbey and she got married? And they had to have the bridesmaids carrying it.
Yeah.
It was like that when she went down the shops in Watford.
Was it?
All this excess skin hanging out the back. We employed page boys.
Yeah. Little plus fours.
Velvet, to carry it, you know.
Velvet and a waistcoat.
Yeah, people would say, well, you've trodden on beautiful. A train.
Yeah.
A train of excess fat and skin.
How did she get over the problem?
Well, in the end, we started offering tours around Watford.
She
would walk around at a snail's pace. Yeah. People would sit
dragging
on her
skin. Like Jacob Marley.
On her skin. I've had a head rush. And they would sit on the skin and drag it round while she went, this is Vicarage Road.
Like Aladdin's carpet.
Yeah, like an Aladdin's carpet. And she'd come round and be, this is Watford General.
Okay. You know, doing the tour.
Yeah, well, beautiful. I mean, it's absolute boon. I also stood on the excess skin
and
I did the other, like a clippy, done the tickets. Yeah. And we went round, Mrs. Watford High Street.
Yeah.
And if you sat down, it was quite a pleasurable ride.
Are you getting many takers for that? Or?
Oh, yeah, well, we advertised in Gumtree.
Oh, did you?
And we got a lot of Japanese tourists who would sit. Yeah. And I say, look, I'm so sorry. Yeah. You know, it is my wife. I will only take 4 or 5 passengers. Yeah. And they're all snapping.
Well, they're only little, aren't they?
They're little, that lot.
You know?
So they sat in their excess skin.
Yeah, and got dragged around.
They got dragged around the plane. But it was an absolute money spin.
Well, it happened to my mate, Keith as well.
Keith,
he lost all that weight. Mm. You know, he was exercise mad after watching them Johnny Weissmuller films.
That's
And he was exercising and all that, and he got lost away. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure,
he was
no
left
problem.
With
yeah.
the excess fat, you know,
skin.
That, you know, like hanging off his thighs.
Oh, God, know,
like a pair of bivouacs, like off his legs, you know.
I know.
He tried everything. He tried everything to make good use of it. He made tents. Out of
yeah.
it, and he tried to house a couple of people under there,
yeah.
you know. Yeah. And he
I remember that because he'd done a tent and then he hung a, hang a light from his gooch, didn't he? And it was like
he did hang a light from his gooch. And in the end, it burnt. It burnt his.
Now that was
burnt
sad.
His perineum. Yeah, it was
sad.
Yeah, no, very sad. Yeah. So he thought, no, I can't
do that. This.
And unfortunately, he decided, no, I'd rather, you know, you put the weight back on just to fill the skin out again.
Yeah, well, that's...
You try stuffing it with newspaper, but it just went all soggy.
That's what... That's what Margaret did in the end.
Oh, was it?
She got a bit tired of dragging this bit around. She put all the weight on her bottom.
Right.
After a couple of months, we could only fit a couple of Japanese tourists on her excess skin. And then she carried on with the diet. Gradually, the buttocks start firming. I say firming, contracting sort of.
Yeah, moving.
By about the September, we had one Japanese tourist sitting on her asking, and we had a school party two or three little kids.
Okay.
By the November, it got taut.
Oh.
It had got taut, but I was desperate to keep the thing going because it was such a month.
Pay for Christmas.
So as one final gesture. I got a couple of the kids from Watford Grammar School to go around on a history trail, just holding hold of her arm. Well, if you advertise something, you've got to...
I agree with you.
So Margaret's arse hair tours took over from the trail of skin.
Oh, right, I see.
Paid for Christmas.
Paid for Christmas for your hamper, your Christmas hamper.
Yeah, an Xbox for my grandson. And every time he sits down to play FIFA 15, I say, thank you, Grandma, for that.
That thing you got there, mate.
That thing you got for her
asking. That's it. Well, I grew my hair long.
I remember, of course.
And it grew. It just got longer and longer and longer. And I thought, well, I don't know where I'm going to put all this hair now.
It's growing.
I didn't want to cut it because, you know, I've like taken all this time to grow it, you know. And so I thought, what am I going to do with this, you know? And so what I decided to do was I ate loads of food.
Oh, yeah.
Put on lots of weight. Loads of weight.
I remember.
Remember that?
Yeah, Christ. So
I got big, didn't I?
Oof,
I got big. I was like the size of an house, you know.
Yeah, an house.
Well, anyway, I decided after that, I still had the long hair. I thought, I'll lose all that weight now. And I lost all the weight that I put on, you know, very, very, very quickly. And that's the key.
That's the key.
Very, very quickly. And I was left with all this excess fat, back fat.
I remember, of course.
The top of my shoulders, you know, like that. I thought, well, this is...
I thought this is a boon.
Yeah, so boon. I just, got a load of anaesthetic and stuck it on my shoulders and, like, made a little cut with a knife. And all that long hair, like, I didn't know what to do with. I just tucked it in the back fat. And I had, like, a hunchback, you know.
And I crept
around the church and that, and I thought, who the hell is that?
You know,
people looked at me for a couple of months.
Yeah. Well, look... This is the thing with anyone with a hair problem.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, et cetera.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Look, if you can grow some excess skin on your back, slit it, as you say.
Yeah, and you just stuff it in there.
Stuff it in there.
Yeah.
And you can have...
You can
if you're going for a job interview, quite short hair.
Yeah.
If you're going to a rock concert...
You just take it out.
Take it out.
Swing it away.
Swing it around.
Yeah, beautiful.
So that's a lot to be said for that. But I'm looking at the Evening Standard
tonight, which
is now free. Cirque du Soleil are back.
I know they are.
And it's lovely.
And that's a bit of a shame, actually, because they're going to be trampling all over the thing that I'm doing.
What's that?
Well, I'm doing something quite similar called Cirque du Sausage.
And what happens there? It's like a circus that you've set up, isn't it?
It's a circus that I've set up, and instead of all the chalet bit, I just use, like, sausages.
Oh, it's a sausage circus.
Yeah, sort of. Like, so there's sausage taming, and then there's, like...
Sausage on a typewriter.
And this trapeze, people like swinging from trapeze with a great string of sausages around their neck.
Ooh.
And then they're just like, they're hanging off the sausages with each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real skill, that, because you need a real delicate touch for them sausages not to break.
Well, you do, not only do you need the skill of a variety of Eastern European acrobats,
but you do need a
solid casing of the sausage.
Yeah, you do.
What do you season it with? I mean, does that help bind it? Or?
Egg you use, and you use a good, you need a good solid pork in there.
A pork base.
A pork base, and then bind it with it. And then, I mean, a trick of the trade is just stuff it full of bread.
Well, of course, you don't tell the audience that.
You don't say the sausage. You've got to do that because they just think it's like a pork and leek thing.
Hey, all the tourists are like, well, come on, sir.
Firing sausages out of cannons.
Yeah.
You know,
Sausage candy floss. Sausage clowns.
Which is slightly different. It's just like clowns being clowns and like doing all their clowny stuff, but with their knobs hanging out.
It's not so much a sausage, is it?
Well, it is a sausage. It's just a different type.
Oh, I know. Well, that's a throwback. Remember the Cirque de Winkles?
Yeah,
Cirque de Winkle that you've done.
That's it. Do you remember when...
Oh, I love that one you've done. Do you remember you've done... Cirque de Bum Bum.
Yeah.
Which was all bum.
Which is the same thing.
Same thing, but with bums.
We've got holes cut out of trousers.
It was novel, wasn't it? Everyone's showing their bums.
People paid a lot of money to see that, though. A lot of money. I made a lot of money. I bet you did.
Yeah. Well, I was going to join a circus, couldn't get a job. I had to jump through hoops to get...
Oh, yes.
You can trust me. Yeah. I was going to be a... I had to stop being a gynecologist. My face didn't fit. Another one. Now, I'll tell you what I wanted to draw your attention to in the Watford Observer.
Who is it?
Chaz and Dave.
They're at the Chill
Festival or say.
Now, I didn't think that they were still going, Chaz.
Of course they are. Doing all their lovely old song, sideboard song, rabbit, 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 stop talking.
I'm going to smash your face in.
Stop talking, you silly old cow.
Yeah, I'm going to glass you.
Yeah, that's all them lovely old Cockney ones.
Yeah.
Lovely old Cockney
song. You looking at me, son.
You looking at me, son. Oi. Oh, kick him out. I'm not saying Chaz and Dave do that.
No.
I mean, I love that lovely old. Yeah, this lovely old Cockney one. Cockney ding dong, I'm a Cockney. Cockney ding dong, I like to go out dressed as a pearly king. I like to get on everyone's nerves with my old VE Day and D-Day singing.
I like a bulldog, I've got a Union Jack wage code. I like a pint of Carling on a Saturday night in Millwall. Cockney, isn't it?
I'd like to do the Lambeth Walk. I go up and down and do the talk. I am dressed in a pearly king, 9 to 5.
All buttons in that.
I look like a bit of a twat, and I turn up at charity events and get on everybody's nerves with my Cockney ding-dong, endless Cockney shite. I am a Cockney geezer, and I don't all sound trite.
Yeah.
Chaz and Dave aren't like that. Can we just make this perfectly clear that
Cockneys.
Chaz and Dave are not? It was a
they're not in that category.
Endless stuff about, you know. You know, Cockneys.
I thought that Dave weren't doing it no more, Chaz and Dave. And I thought he'd gone off to paint Gypsy Caravans.
You're thinking of David Essex, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. David Essex. Halt! Who goes there? That's from War of the Worlds, David Essex.
Oh, I've got a terrible cough.
Have you?
Oh, it's this time of year. Such a miserable time of year, isn't it?
Well, you know what Monday was, didn't you?
The most miserable day of the year.
It's the most miserable day of the year.
when nothing is going and it's nearly snowing and everyone's down
having a beer.
It's the most miserable time of the year.
So I just stayed in bed.
It's the most miserable time of the year. When Margaret is farting and I'm darting out of the door. It's the most miserable time of the year.
How did you celebrate the most miserable day of the year?
Oh, I got up. I filled the garage full of carbon monoxide. Put a rope up.
Oh, yeah.
I thought about
traditional, the traditional stuff.
I'm very traditional.
I know you are. I
always like to, you know, if you don't like traditions in this country, if you don't want to get the gas on, stick your head in without lighting it and sit there.
I've done the same thing. I just walked straight up to the roof and stood on the edge, you know.
But there's nothing wrong with tradition.
No, it's lovely. It's lovely.
If you don't like it,
you've got to engage with it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you get isolated. You know.
Look.
Then you do get down.
You knock David Cameron, but only some of these people would embrace the most miserable time of the year. Yeah. You know, I got up. You know, I had a cup of tea. I threw that down the sink.
Yeah, no,
I turned
you,
on.
Mate. Looked in the mirror.
I looked in the mirror and oh, Christ, has it gone this bad? Yeah. I had a bath. There was no water and all that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, then I started turning to the paracetamol overdosing on that.
Yeah.
And then I just thought, well, look, at least we've got some traditions in this country.
Yeah,
it's the most miserable time of the year.
I just shut up as soon as it started. I just got up and I thought, oh, it's a miserable day of the year.
Yeah.
You know? And I just got me vodka.
Yes.
Drank that. I drank all of that, actually. Yeah. And then I thought, should I bother getting up? I think I might spend this one on my own, I thought, you know.
Yes.
And that's what I done.
Well, you know, there are certain traditions in this country. It's the most miserable time. And if you don't like it, you can leave.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You don't have to stay here.
You don't have to stay here.
You don't have to. No, you don't have to stay here. No.
Well, look, I think we've probably reached an organic end. Thank you for listening again.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so
much. Thank you. We can't do it without you. No, we don't want
to. And hopefully we'll be back next week.
Oh, yeah, we will.
And we might prepare
a few items. Yeah, we'll flip through the paper and have a look for something
and
for
we
you.
We may have some exciting news.
We may well do.
But until next time.
Adieu.
This is a Playback Media production served to you in association with Why Not Think People.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.